Blog Talk Radio.
are you? I hope you're excited about Monday night. This is the first Monday in June, and I'm so excited with what God has for us on tonight. We know that this program stands on Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm so excited because the woman of God that's speaking tonight is Dr. Serena Wright. And I know she has a word in her mouth. I know she's trying to see if she can get Facebook Live up. So we're going to try to do two, Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. But either way, we are on Blog Talk. And with that being said, we know that this is the time that we call on our minister, Sheila Kaiser, to pray with us and for us. And then we will get right into the Word of God. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Thank you. And excuse me, my phone acting up a little bit. But I'm still here, and I thank you for introducing me, and I thank you for letting me pray, and I just thank God for all of us that's on the line tonight. And I just want us to tell God, thank you. Father, we give honor to you that is ahead of our life, that is the Father and with the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, that have brought us into this world, that we ask to cover us and continue to protect us, and Lord, bring us through this double portion that we're going through with this coronavirus and this protest that's going on, that in some places it has turned to be violent, corrupt, and it's being misused. The protesters are misusing, but God, we need you to help us and to guide us and to let them know the right way to go about to do things, to try to be heard and not to hurt, that will pour more, hurt us more than help us. Well, I thank you for waking us all up this morning, taking us through this day, and letting us know that we are here today. Excuse me, the Father, you and your Son has had mercy on us to bless us for another day. I thank you to bless each and everyone for our speaker tonight, Dr. Serena Wright. I know you have a blessed word to put into her mouth to help us and to teach us and to encourage her. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, and I thank you for all the listeners and all that is contributing to this program. Thank you for blessing our sons, daughters, sister, brother, bloodline families, and the spiritual family. Well, Lord, I ask you to bless this world, bless this government, the law enforcement, and to all to let them know your job is to help the people, not your certain people, not your favorite people, not your handful. But excuse me for stumbling, but Lord, we need you to bless us all and to help them to understand you are here for all the people, not just some, because of their sex, their race, their religion. You are here for all men and women of this world, and I just want to thank you, and for waking us up this morning, taking us safely through this day. And Lord, I thank you. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for the prayer on tonight. I am just excited about what God is doing in the land. He's getting the people to call on him, depend on him, to seek him and search for him. And we're just going to hold on to that with everything else that's going on. We're going to yet trust God. Yes, we are. Thank you, Minister Sheila, again for that prayer. Dr. Wright, are you ready for to minister to us? Okay, I'm assuming Dr. Wright is still getting her program up and going. So what we're going to do, we're just going to sit here until the woman of God is in place to do what she needs to do. I just want to talk with you all a moment and just to say, no matter what's going on, we have to stay prayerful. We can't get distracted because we know the word of God said we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We can't let what's going on stop us or get in place to knock us out of place to do what God is doing, to keep us focused, to pray for what God is doing in this time and season. We can't let the distraction get in place that we lose focus. Let's just shake it off in the fire. Let's just stay on our face before God. Let's just keep giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because we know the devil is seeking attention. And what we're going to do is stay focused with who we are, whom's we are, and where we are. We're in a place not to give up. We're in a place to stand in the gap for others, because the word of God said where two or three touch and agree, God will be in the midst. And this thing that's going on is not bigger than our God. Our God is bigger than this. Our God is bigger than this. And we have to acknowledge him. We have to pray. We have to demand that the enemy of our soul, that Satan, keep his hand, that Satan be still. We can pray. We know that the word of God said we reap what we sow. But a lot of us have not taught our kids. Ministry starts at home. A lot of us haven't been teaching ministry in the home. So therefore, they have gotten caught up. But it's not too late. God can do everything, anything, and all things. We just got to give it back to him. And don't worry about it. Pastor Troy always say, hashtag let's pray. I say, hashtag let's pray on purpose. Let's pray on purpose. If we know that God will deliver us from the corona, God will deliver us from the corrupt. Where the peace stands, we know that in the end that something always try to come and mess up what God is doing. But saints, if we stay focused, keep on calling on the name of Jesus. Keep on believing on the name of Jesus. Keep on believing in what he stands for, what he died for, and we know that everything's going to be all right. Dr. Wright, are you ready to take over the program now? Okay, we're going to keep going until the woman of God is prepared. What I'm saying is that when you get before God and you say, okay, God, I'm seeking you, I'm trusting you, I believe you, I'm giving it all to you because there's nothing I can do but lay it on the altar. Once you lay it on the altar, keep it on the altar. Leave it on the altar. So when people say something, your response should be, but God. But God. Apostle Elect always said, God is faithful. God is faithful. It's nothing we can do that would change what God loves. And we know that God loves us. To love what he loves and to hate what he hates. When you know that you have people around you that's not doing what they should be doing or supposed to be doing, just don't forget. Don't be partakers in what they're doing. tell my for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that right there is not going to enter in here, because for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't care if it's that big screen TV you want. I don't care if it's that fireplace you want. I don't care if it's the bed you want, the furniture you want, the clothes, whatever. No, don't bring that in here. Don't go trying to bury it in your tent, because God don't bless no mess, and he will not have his spirit, his Holy Spirit, his faith, his favor. He will not let it abide in a place of mess. He is not the author of confusion. No, he's not. No, he's not. So get in your spirit. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Dr. Wright, are you on the line yet? In God, I believe God. I believe God for everything. There's nothing that I will not give to God and just trust him with. I love the Lord with all my heart. You ready, Dr. Wright?
I'm here, woman of God.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes, I can. Are you
okay,
still on the line?
Now. Say it again.
I was saying, checking to see if you were still on the line.
I am on the line.
Okay. Well, the service is in your hands, so have your way.
All right. Well, we just thank God for everybody that's tuning in. We are taking on the wonderful assignment of broadcasting Facebook Live, or at least we're attempting to do that. So if you can just bear with us, but know that we are going to share what we believe the Spirit of the Lord would have us to say. Woman of God, can you do me a favor? My live is starting. Can you please go to my page and just confirm for me whether or not I'm actually broadcasting live?
Okay, give me a moment.
We are waiting to see if our Facebook family will be able to join us. If not, then we are just going to move forward with our Blog Talk family. So we are just giving this a moment to see if this is actually going to broadcast. And it seems to be a lot of the internet service, because there's so much going on, has been really delayed. Even in some corporate settings, you've had so much delay. And so we are just waiting to see if this is going to be live. But I am not seeing anything yet.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm trying to pull it up. Okay. I don't see you. I just see TV Jake.
Okay, give me one second. I just thank God that we have all been safe. There's been so much going on, even now. We know that there has been so much going on around the nation, but there's also so much going on in Chicago. And so we just thank God that we've been safe throughout all of the turmoil and the confusion.
Yes.
And
God,
we are
so
praying
good.
For, absolutely. We are praying for those people whose lives have been totally disrupted. We are praying for those that have not been able to recover even from COVID, and then something else has come. to challenge the people of God, to challenge the nation, to challenge leadership, to challenge the norm. And so that has not been lost on us at all.
Amen.
And so even someone, like you said, people that work in hospitals, okay, woman of God, listen, let me see if we can do this differently. Can I do Facebook Live from my phone? If I do that, it'll cut off the Blog Talk, right?
If you do that, I will hold the phone up to Facebook Live to make sure they can hear you if you want to do it that way.
Okay, let's try
and
that.
And hopefully the phone won't start. A Facebook Live won't freeze.
It won't.
Okay. All righty.
All right, I'm gonna go on live on this phone.
Okay. Okay, Blog Talk. Please be patient with us. We're trying to get the program up and rolling. So be patient with us so you can hear this woman of God bring forth the word on tonight. Because we know that God has a word for us to hear. So as soon as it comes available, you will hear the woman of God speak. But for that time, we're just going to keep talking about the goodness of the Lord, that God makes no mistakes. You know, God knows what's going on, and he know that we know he knows what's going on. But God wants us to come and talk to him and tell him what it is that we are doing at this time. God wants us to just communicate with him, stay faithful with him. Okay, I have Dr. Wright. I'm going to bring her up on Facebook so that we can start hearing her. In a moment.
I want to do.
Okay, let me know if you all can hear her.
If Sister Renee would just put something in the chat thing and give me an idea that she can hear me on Blog Talk as well. If you could just put something in the chat stream to let me know that you can hear me, then we will be prepared to share the word of the Lord. How many people know that even though times are trying, that God is still speaking?
Amen.
That even though times are trying, that God is still speaking. Sister Sylvia, can you hear me? Can you hear me on Blog Talk? I do see that you have connected to the Facebook Live broadcast, but can you hear me on Blog Talk? That's a concern for me right now. Can you hear me on there, on that platform? Because we are definitely committed to our Blog Talk family. Wonderful. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus. Let me tell you something. We have had some technical difficulties, but how many of us know that challenges make champions? And so even now, we know that most importantly, that our nation is under siege, that before we could even flatten the curve, as it were, or bring things down concerning a pandemic and global infestation of disease and people being overcome with respiratory illnesses and people grieving the loss of their family members, then here comes another set of things to try us. And so we have been looking into the word of the Lord. How many people know that when times are trying, you should go to the word? You cannot always trust your emotions, but you can always trust the word. You cannot always depend that you can make sound decisions when emotions are high, but you can always trust the word. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart MSNBC. I don't trust another show, but I trust in the word of the Lord. And even when I cannot understand, I still have decided to trust him. So we have gone into the word. We have gone into the word, not for an explanation, not to get God to answer my demands. I don't know if you serve a God that answers every one of your temper tantrums, but I don't. I didn't go into the word. Hallelujah. I didn't go into the word to find something for God to justify what was going on in the earth, because what I know is that God has left his authority in us. He is now dwelling down on the inside of the believer. He is lending his authority to point to yourself and say to me, because he's left me as the church. And so I said, God, as your church, what should I be saying? How should I be positioned? How do you triumph when things are so trying? How do you go on when things are so difficult? It doesn't have to be my son that was killed on the street. It doesn't have to be my grandfather that died from coronavirus. For me to know that people are hurting, and when people are hurting, then people are hurting. I said, God, what do you want the church? What do you want us to say? How should we be thinking? How should we deal with these times? Hallelujah. Yes, DJ, especially you. How should you deal with difficulty when things go from bad to worse? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. If you've been blessed enough to eat for the last 84 days, don't you know you are blessed somebody? If you've been blessed enough to be warm and in your own bed, not in an ICU, or not concerned that if your husband leaves the house or if your son leaves the house, they may not get back, you are blessed somebody. We're a blessed people, but we've got to stay connected to the Father. Can somebody say connected to the Father? We've got to stay connected to the God. Let me tell you something. Intellect will fail you. Emotions will fail you. But the word of God will stand when heaven and earth are passing away. The word of God will stand. I just want to share with you how God encouraged me. He told me, daughter, I want you to know for sure the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom is advancing. If I didn't do anything else, if I was not in the kingdom, somebody say, I'd get in the kingdom. If I didn't do anything else, I would get in the kingdom, because it's real clear to me that democracy is failing. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Oh, my God. Justice is failing. Justice in the earth. My God, have mercy. I know AJ Pistol, what I'm talking about. That's a bad girl. Oh, but I'm just telling what I'm saying. I said, I know AJ Pistol, what I'm talking about. That's a bad girl. Yeah. But let me tell you something, no matter what's going to happen, down here on the earth, the kingdom, hallelujah, is advancing. If I was not in the kingdom, I promise you I would get in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because the kingdom is taking dominion. The kingdom is looking forward. The kingdom is seeking God. The kingdom is seeing the Father. The kingdom is praying. The kingdom is in supplication. The kingdom is after him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. So we're going to come and share with you. I said, God, what should the church be saying? What should the church be saying when people are weeping and fathers can't feed their family? What should the church be saying? Would you pray to yourself and say, I am the church? What should the church be saying? He said, we always have an answer for the hope that locked down within us. Let me tell you, I dug into the word for some hope, for some answers. And if you would turn with me to Luke chapter 4, turn with me to Luke chapter 4. Hallelujah, glory to God. Turn with me to Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. He says, then Jesus, full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Now, just for the sake of time, this is the introduction, the fourth chapter of Luke, where Jesus had been tempted. He had been tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he had fasted. He had been fasting, and in the chapter before that, in the first chapter, actually, of Matthew's gospel, is when a dove descended on him and identified him as the Son of God. And it said, then a dove descended, and a voice from heaven came, saying, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased.
for the pause.
The door opens in the book of Luke, where Jesus is now in the wilderness. You have not eaten for 40 days. It's difficult. You have got to be somewhere. And I'm blessed to minister on this same platform last month. And God began to talk to us about how to do things like get through those difficulties, how to get through those fasts if you focus. You know who your enemies and the prophecies, but that's not the message for this time. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It'll bless your life. But I said, God, how do we triumph? And so he took me to a fissure where there was difficulty. There was personal difficulty. Because even though our nation is in chaos, it is a culmination of our personal. Difficulty of our personal grieving, of our personal financial distress, of our personal fear, of our personal frustration. It is a culmination of our personal difficulties that have now erupted in the street. He said, let me tell you something, daughter. If you look at the fourth chapter, and please go back and read it. You look at the fourth chapter and look, Luke, and please go back and read it. What happened was, is that Jesus was tempted. He had already been fasting. Please say with the Holy Spirit. He had already been fasting. And then the chapter Luke says, after he fasted 40 days, then the temptation started. Y'all don't want to hear nothing I'm saying. Let me tell you, if I had not eaten 40 days, I would have thought I was at the end of my temptation. I would have said, God, oh God, why have thou forsaken me? I know you ain't going to have the devil come talk to me now, and I haven't eaten in more than a month. Y'all don't want to hear nothing. But let me tell you something. We thought COVID was something until they start burning down stores. Oh my God, do you know that sometimes in the midst of a difficulty, things will go from bad to worse? Oh, but there is still a way to triumph. Sometimes in difficulty, you will think your husband had one girlfriend, he got three. Y'all don't want to say nothing. I would have baptized myself. I would have had gold all over my robe. ahead and say it's not nobody's fault if I'm not prepared.
Yes,
you're
going
to have to submit, God. Do you know that pride comes against those that are in this?
Yes.
You know how I know? Because the Bible said the only thing that's in the world is the lust of God, lust of the flesh,
yes,
and the pride of life. It didn't say the pride of a job. It didn't say a pride of a state. It said the pride of life. Do you know pride comes to antagonize us, to try to convince us that we're smarter than we are, to try to convince us to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. You know why? Because he don't want us to be prepared. Do you know a prepared people have dominion? Do you know a prepared people have authority?
Yes.
Will you please submit to the process so you can be prepared?
Yes.
I said, God, you know what? I get that because he was definitely prepared. And you know how I know? Because, like I said, when he not only spoke back to the adversary, point number two, he not only spoke back to the adversary, but he referenced the history. He referenced the Old Testament.
Yes.
He referenced the prophets of old. So he was using what had been to stand in the adversary's face about what was now.
Glory to God. Glory.
That if you had a bit and you grew it from the ground, and you were there 27 hours a day, and you found out 17 minutes ago that they burned it to the ground, won't you use your history to tell that devil, if I did that, wait till you see the next one? He used the Old Testament to give an introduction to the new, because he was establishing the new. My God.
Yes.
Say, let me tell you something. You know Beyonce say, I'll have another one of you in a minute. I guess you think if I got you, I'll get another one. Get going. Y'all don't want to quote Beyonce's song when that adversary comes. You better tell him, grab your bags and get going. If I have one, I'll get another one. If I got that, I'll get it back.
Yeah.
If God gave it to me, it's still mine.
Amen.
Don't you dare decide to walk by what you see just because things are difficult.
Yes.
Do you know that he used the history about who he was to stand on the face in the adversary about what was going on now? Somebody said he was humble.
He was
listening to the prophets, and he used his history.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. The Bible says, I'm going to read it out the Amplified, and we're going to point three. The Bible says, I've got four points, and the second that the Holy Spirit has done, we're going to hit finish. I've got 3 points. The first one, in order to triumph when things are difficult, when times are trying, you've got to submit to the process so you can be prepared. You've got to use your history. Somebody say, be humble and use your history. If I got that degree, don't you know I can get another one? If I got out of grammar school, don't you know I can get out of college? It's all school, man. I mean, is it rocket science? Let me tell you, if you got one job and you lost your job, y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. Don't you know all you need is another job? You know, don't have the adversary walk up on you like that dog came to your house and sat on your front. No, you went out and got it. You said, listen, I got a big life deal, and you know, my husband put me out, my wife put me out, my mom put me out, my grandma put me out. You know, I got green, I need a job. And so you went and got a job. And let me tell you, I'm not minimizing. Oh, come on and stay with the Holy Spirit. We're being empowered here because we're going to change the way we think. I'm not minimizing the difficulty. Do you know it's difficult to be disappointed? Oh, my God, I think it's difficult when we're disappointed to rewire our thinking not to go forward. That's why God said be humble so that you can be prepared, so that you don't get overwhelmed with the reality of what's going on. And you can stay focused on the truth. He said, be humble and use your history. If you got that job, don't you know you're going to get another one? If you got that wife and she went off and married your brother, don't you know you use that swag and get another one?
Mm-hmm.
If you built that business, bro, you built it. That was you picking that up. That was you moving those bricks. That was you that did it. Don't you know you can do that again?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you use your history to stand in the face of the adversary and tell him what's going to happen right now? He would say, he said, you know what, man?
Well. hold up for the call. I don't know what's going on with Facebook.
Now, this
got
bread alone. He's
quoted
him the Old Testament.
Help us, Lord. I find it in the Word now. The Word will come to pass.
In the New Testament, y'all. What makes you think I think, come on, y'all, come on. In my real life, I'm real smart. I got 85 degrees. I graduated from every school in North America. But when it comes to the Word, I don't know nothing. That just helps somebody. I said, when it comes to the Word, I don't know nothing. Do you know my MD mind is not taking precedence over the mind of Christ? I'm trying to help you. So I said, God, why would you say that he ate nothing, and then he ate nothing for 40 days, and then he was hungry? For 40 days. He ate no food for 40 days and then he was hungry. And God said, daughter, this is what I'm telling you. See, when he was not.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what's going on. Why? Serena Rice page and look at it on Facebook while you're listening to Blog Talk, because this word is good. It's really good.
Here with us.
got to deny yourself. Yes, you do, bruh. I know your secretary is cute, but you're married. You got to deny. Y'all, sometimes I just wish people would get real. It's some real stuff going on. You get to deny the anguish of losing your job and having to go from place to place. It's not always going to be like this. But not only the denial will give you the place of triumph. Please, dear God, you've got to also stay hungry. You've got to stay hungry. Whatever that means for you, you've got to stay hungry in your devotion. You've got to stay hungry in your prayer. You've got to stay hungry in your praise and worship. You've got to stay hungry. You've got to make an active decision to participate in being filled with the things that bring power unto salvation. We've got to be humble. Somebody say you got to use your history, and you've got to stay hungry. Number four, and we are almost done. The Bible says, he said that he was returned from Jordan and led by the Holy Spirit. He said he returned from Jordan and led by the Holy Spirit. He said he returned from Jordan and led by the Holy Spirit. He was full of and controlled by, somebody say, the Holy Spirit. You've got to be humble and submit to the process, no matter how painful, no matter how humbling, no matter how humiliating, no matter how disgusted you are. Submit to the process so that you can be prepared. Don't you know that Jesus' ministry was being launched about 7 verses later? Don't you know something that the earth has never seen is about to be birthed in you? All you've got to do is remain humble. Submit to the process. Let the things of God have their way in you. You've got to know your history. Tell it to the adversary. Tell it to your bank account. Say, yep, if you had 6 figures in you, it's because of the power that God gave me to get wealth, and I still got it. It don't matter if it's not going to be like that for long. Go ahead and quote your history to your finances. Quote your history to your parents. Go ahead and quote your history to your loans. Go ahead and quote your history to your secretary. Tell her, say, baby, you the third chief secretary I didn't have. I never cheated on my wife. Y'all don't want to hear nothing. Go ahead and use your history to let the enemy know what's going to happen right now. And he said, and then you got to stay hungry. My God. And then he said, this is the last thing we're going to share. He said, you've got to be holy. I said, oh, okay. Now, of course, I looked up holy. Y'all don't want to say nothing. Because I told y'all, my MD mind gets smoked out by the mind of Christ every time. And just when I thought I knew the definition of holy, God said, look it up. And, of course, it was that to be separated and set apart for the use of God. And in the one definition I said, there was about 50 definitions. God would be here all night. But the one that God said, that he pointed out, he said, and consecrated for my purpose. He said, and consecrated for my purpose. In order to triumph when times are trying, you have got to die to your, somebody say, purpose. Y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. Listen, you know what's going to make you triumph. You know how you're going to come back on the rise. You're going to tell the enemy, I don't know who you think you are. God's grace let me get that. I'm going to get some more. I'm going to say submitted and humble. I'm going to go after the kingdom as an active process. It's not that I'm not going to slap my boss in his racist self. I'm going to go after the kingdom. I'm going to seek him until I find him, until revelation and relationship burst me and revolutionize who I am, until I am speaking the truth of who he is both day and night. Hallelujah. He said, but I want you to know, daughter, those that rise in triumph and give birth to something that the earth has never seen, like the ministry of Jesus Christ, will be those that have submitted and surrendered themselves, somebody say, to his purpose. Oh, my God. I know if you just got that engagement ring, I'm not going to ask you to ask God, is that the purpose for your life? Because I want you to stay on here to the end. I know. I already know if you just bought that new, I'm not going to ask you to say, God, was this car the purpose for my life? God, was me moving in this condo? Was this part of the purpose? Because, see, right now things are so trying. All I want to do is triumph. And if I've got to give up something that I thought we've got to do. Somebody say be humble. You've got to submit yourself to the process. Pastor Lonnie Davis, we love you. We love your family. You know, there's some men of God in the earth. I'm going to leave that right there. You've got to be humble. You've got to submit to the process so you can be prepared. Do you know that sometimes the adversary will try to gain advantage over you? It's all in my Bible. He said he won't leave us ignorant because he'll take advantage of your ignorance and he'll get you. Somebody said, would you be humble so that you will be prepared and then use your history? Don't you die in distress and disappointment. Don't you die in depression and discouragement. When Jesus himself used the history, you better tell the adversary, I'll have another one of them in a minute. Matter of fact, they're going to be rebuilding it in a minute. Go ahead and get gone. Y'all just don't want to say nothing because that's beyond. Y'all, I'm just talking about the Bible. Jesus went to his history. He said, no, let me tell you what's already been spoken about me in this moment. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to do that. You didn't find me desperate and wanting. I'm not going to marry you. You know why? I'm not desperate. I'm not longing. I'm not unsatisfied in him. Lord have mercy. You just got to use your history. Somebody saying stay hungry. We've got to get away from the lazy doctrine. We've got to get away from the, you know, turn around. Somebody touch you on the shoulder and say it's all gone. I don't know exactly what they talking about, but your husband's still having an affair. You better go tell him. No, let me tell you something. I'm the wife. We got married on this day. Y'all don't want to hear me. We got married on this day. And that history, that marriage, that covenant is the one that I'm standing on right now. I've got the word of the Lord concerning you. So I would advise you to line up with what God has said for the purpose of us, because you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. I'm trying to help us tonight. Would you go ahead and stay hungry? Would you stay connected to God? Would you actively pursue him? Keep thinking that this is magic. God is not a magician. He came and dealt sin has no longer dominion over us. What is your part? Stay hungry. What is your part? Seek the Father. What is your part? Devotion. What is your part? Recognizing you're not that smart. What is your part? To submit and surrender. Oh, my God. He said it'd be holy. There are many parts of holiness. But the part he wants us to know tonight is that we should consecrate ourselves to his purpose. Let me tell you something. There are some things that if you consecrate to the purpose of the Lord, you're going to be glad you lost them. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. If you consecrate yourself before the Father, y'all got Bible to back me up all day. He said there is no one that has left mother, father, sister, brother, houses, or land that I have not been blessed and replenished in this present world. That if you get connected to the Father, some things you're going to be glad you lost. I said some things you're going to be glad you lost. Now, we are not anywhere. Now, I'm telling you, we are not going to become simple-minded. Y'all, I hear God so clear right now. The back of my neck is hot. We're not going to be simple-minded and dismissive of the reality of what is going on. Do you know that the Bible says that we grieve with those that grieve? But just because I can be touched by the feeling of grief, despair, fear, infuriation, disgust, and frustration, that does not mean I become visionless. That does not mean I become hopeless. Are you all following what I'm saying? See, we have got to be able to be lions and lambs. We've got to be able to be full-breasted. We've got people that are needing us. If your neighbor's children have not eaten this week and you've got more food than the grocery store, would you please have compassion? And go and help, and go and serve, and go and contribute. But that does not mean because I know that need has increased, that I then have become hopeless, that I then destitute, that I then have become desperate, that I then have become visionless. No, no, no. We are those that are always, somebody say, advancing. You all, I'm so done with what God has said. I just have chosen never to let myself speak beyond what the Holy Spirit has said, because God just wants us to know that we can triumph when times become trying. We don't have to be, we don't have to succumb to it. Is it a challenge? Yes, it is. I mean, if you're looking at me, you know I'm black. I mean, is it a challenge? But how many people know that the word of God is the power to salvation? Do you know when your emotions are challenging the spirit of God in you, you need to run to the word. When your marriage relationship is being challenged, somebody say, you better run. You better get to the word. You don't want to find yourself caught up in that is going and being released by Babylon, by the foolishness of those that cannot hear, by the unwise and those that are foolish. Do you know the fool has said in his heart, there is no God? Do you know that there are some people in leadership that are foolish? And if you listen to them, you can become desperate. If you just look at what's going on, you can become discouraged. But if you listen to the word, you will know that the kingdom is advancing. And God has released to us tonight the way that we triumph when times become trying. You all, we love you with the love of the Lord. Those of you that are with us on Blog Talk, we are going to bring this to an end, but we appreciate you, our Facebook family, whether you listen live or in the archives. Know that the plan of God for your life is to triumph. His plans for you are always good. They are not evil. Don't you hesitate in using your history to tell the adversary what's going to happen right now. You stay humble and let him prepare you. Let him download. Let him release creativity so that you can give birth without hindrance to something that the earth has never seen. I'm going to be looking for each and every one of you in the season of triumph.
Amen, amen. Amen.
I thank you for the word. Apostle Elect, I thank you for hooking up the Facebook Live because my laptop kept freezing up. I just want to say thank you so much. Woman of God, you fed us on tonight, and I thank God for the meal that I received. Oh, my goodness. I will get another one. Oh, my God. That was for me. I will get another one. Thank you, Lord. I want to just say the lines are open. Do anyone want to, if they came down from the praise, they want to just speak into this woman of God's life on tonight to encourage her? If so, just go ahead. The lines are open.
Amen. This is Cecilia. I know Dr. Wright is not on the line, but I just want to say I thank God for her. She was all in my message from Sunday, because Sunday we talked about fear, the false evidence appearing real. We talked about the pressures of the process, and she was all in my part, too, which if you want to hear part two, you're really going to have to call in on Sunday to hear it. I can't really get into it, but I can tell you that whether it's a marriage that you're afraid of, submit to it. Whether it's being with that Gomar in your life, submit to it. Whether it's submitting to authority and the call on your life, submit to it. Whether it's the refiner's fire, submit to it, because the message that you'll hear on Sunday is going to be about the perfecting process of pressure. She was all in my message. That's all I want to say is Dr. Wright blessed me with the confirmation of the word of God.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I thank her too for that word. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
Well, while Minister Sheila, I know she's probably going to say something, but I just wanted to say another thing. I was talking to Minister Sheila earlier about how sometimes God will give you food to feed somebody else. And when she said that, I was like, okay, was she a fly on the wall when Minister Sheila and I was talking or what? But that's, I'm a hush now so that other people can talk.
Yes, that was awesome. Anyone else at this time?
Good evening. I just want to tell Dr. Serena Wright, you said a mouthful is very encouragement, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words. Is there anyone else on the line who would like to just bless the woman of God on tonight? Thank you. Thank you all for just speaking to the woman of God on tonight. I received what she said about they don't want to say nothing about Beyonce, but her record does say to the left, to the left. I know you don't think you're not irreplaceable. I thank God for revealing that, for letting that be said. To the left, to the left. Go on and move on out because God got something better for me. I thank God for the word. She hit so much, so many places for so many of us. I just thank God for the woman of God on tonight. I know Dr. Wright probably, like you said, is not on the line because she was trying to do Facebook Live, and I'm glad she did do Facebook Live because people needed to hear that. I'm going to go back and read Luke chapter 3 and 4. I thank God I didn't want to fall for the temptation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, I want to be ready for the process. And I want to be consecrated for your purpose. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just want you all to know we are here weekly. We have blog talk 3 times a week. One daytime program and 2 evening programs on every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Blog Talk with Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's the program every Sunday morning. Every Monday night, we have a program from Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, with our different speakers we have on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we have a 5th Monday. And the speaker for the first Monday was Dr. Wright, as you see. She put it out there. She put it out there boldly. And that's on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, we started with Prophet Antoine Thomas with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries Blog Talk with the Let's Talk program on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, keep in touch, watch our Facebook postings for these different services, because each one of these services are presented by Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, and they are anointed services where God not only tells you his word through his different vessels, but they tell you where you can find it in the Bible so you can read it for yourself, and you can also go back into our archives and pull it up. So with that being said, please support this program. Share it with your friends, family members, and just let it get into your spirit that you will be a faithful listener, participant in this program. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect, will she pray us out after I give you all the foundational scripture for this program? And we're going to definitely let God have the last word on tonight. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it.
our foundational scripture that we stand on is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Apostle Elect, would you please pray us out?
Amen. Yes, I will. Father God, we repent for sins of commission and omission. Every deed said or thought or conceived in our heart, God. Everything that we gave the enemy access, God, we repent. God, we come before you saying that we will, we shall submit to the process. God, we thank you for the triumph in the tragedy. God, we thank you for the process. We thank you for the pressure of the process. Father God, we thank you for the false evidence that appeared real that has perfected us. God, we thank you for your perfecting. God, we thank you for your men and women of God. God, we ask you to bless Dr. Wright and everything that she spoke on tonight, God. Bless her and pour into her. God, we ask you to any weapon that will come against her, God, to block it, to obliterate it, to annihilate it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for Minister Sheila that prayed for us on tonight. We thank you for Minister Sylvia that hosted the program on tonight, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God. And we thank you for your word that is catapulting us into the next level. We accept the process. We accept the dimension. We accept what you're doing, God. And we thank you for even, we know the enemy tried to come after us today, but you blocked it. And not only did you revive us again, God, you gave us a fresh refreshing. So thank you for your glory, God. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Good night, everyone.